In addition to today being the 21st Sunday after Pentecost, which of course we have chanted and you have followed along in your missals, I hope, today and yesterday too are very, very important days in our shrine's life, in history. Now yesterday, just to state it briefly, we celebrated the feast of the first apparition of Our Lady while she was still alive, perhaps at that time living with St. John, the beloved disciple. In the year 40 AD, she was still alive. She had not gone to heaven yet. And St. James the Greater, who was one of the cousins of Jesus, had been sent by St. Peter and the other leaders of the church to Spain and Portugal. At that time, it was just one country. Later on, it was divided by the pride of men and Satan's follies. After all, Satan divides and divides and divides. God unites and unites and unites. And so it was one country. It was the Iberian Peninsula. St. James went to preach the gospel there. And as we often find, even in ourselves, he was having no success. So much so that he sat them down, and they were by the river Ebro, across from the camp, and by then a small city, which was called after Caesar Augustus, Cesaro Augusta, translated later in Spanish as Zaragoza. And as they were sitting there and eating their dinner and praying, St. James told them, "We have had no success whatsoever. Almost no comforts." Imagine what he would say today. But anyway, he says, "I think it is best for us to go back to Jerusalem and ask St. Peter to give us another mission." So they were thinking about it and praying. They had not yet made their decision, when all of a sudden, from the heavens came a bright light, and down in front of them, a beautiful column, a column of jasper. On top of the column was the Blessed Mother with the baby Jesus. Now, our Lord had already ascended into heaven. He was not a baby. But, of course, all the facets of our Lord's life are always present to us, and we have access to all of them. And so Our Lady told them, "Do not give up. I will be with you. Indeed, I will leave this column with you." It was a beautiful jasper column, as a sign that I will be with you, and that this country will be Catholic, will be converted to the Catholic faith, and it will be Catholic until the end of time. And then she and the baby Jesus disappeared, but the jasper column remained. And of course, it is as a result known as, in Spanish, Nuestra Señora del Pilar, Our Lady of the Pillar. One great miracle, the beginning of the many miracles that Our Lady, by the power of God, by the command of God, has given to us, her children. Almost 20 centuries pass, and 107 years ago, Our Lady had been appearing to the three children, St. Francisco, St. Jacinta, and Venerable Lucia dos Santos, since May, and the guardian angels, and St. Michael. He had even given them communion. And the Blessed Mother had promised them, because all these people were coming, more and more every month. On the 13th day of 1917, there were about 100,000. Some people say less, but that's the media. You know what the media does. And they were all enemies. They were all Freemasons and communist enemies of the church. But it was 100,000 at least. Now it had been raining all day, unlike today, which is such a beautiful day. It had been raining all day. Everything was soaked. Everything was muddy. Everyone's clothing was wet, soaked to the bone. And yet they came. They did not scare off and run off, as most of us would today. They came and they prayed the Holy Rosary. And some of them were asking, didn't she say she was going to give us a sign? That's a new inductee to the Schola soon. Isn't she going to give us a sign? And they were all looking at each other, and the children talked to each other. What is going on? And Venerable Lucia, who was always a spokesperson in this group, she asked Our Lady, aren't you going to do something for us? Because the Blessed Mother had appeared to them. And so all of a sudden, some people began to scream. The sun from the heavens came down, and it looked like it was going to destroy them and kill them all. That is unheard of. And then everywhere there were lights, wondrous lights, in all the colors of the rainbow and more besides. Red and gold and green and purple and all the colors. And everyone could see this. And then all of a sudden, everyone was dry. They noticed it immediately. Now, not too many people have been able to see this. And of course, I have seen it, but I'm not old enough to have been there at that time. But some of you may know that there is a very special apparition of Mary in Rome that happened around the year 1947. A Freemason wanted to kill Pope Venerable Pius XII. And he had bought a knife, a really good sharp knife, and he planned to go and kill the Pope. He was walking around on the mountain, or the mount is more, not a very high mountain, but it's a lot higher than anything here in Pensacola, across the street from the monastery of Tre Fontane, the Three Fountains, the martyrdom of St. Paul. When his head was cut off, it bounced three times. And each time, there came forth a fountain of water, which is still springing to this day. So it's called Tre Fontane, the Three Fountains. Very miraculous. I have been there many, many, many times. But I remember as a young priest that I was invited and I went to a celebration for the anniversary of the apparition. The Blessed Mother told the Mason, I am the Lady of the Revelation. And she converted him. She did the most difficult thing that it is to do in this world, to convert a human being. It's easier to turn water into wine or wine into the precious blood than it is to convert a soul who does not believe and who hates God. I assure you. She converted him. He became a very, very zealous and good Catholic. And he had his children baptized and catechized and went to communion and the whole thing. Magnificent. But we were celebrating the anniversary of this, maybe the 40th, and we were saying the rosary, thousands of us, about 100,000 also there. And then all of a sudden, no one cried out. But I heard that people were talking about where people were talking about what was going on. And I looked around me. In my sleeves, underneath my cassock, in my hands, were different colors. red and green and purple and all kinds of colors. And I looked all around me. All the air had the colors. And then also the sun was in the heavens. This time not falling down, not threatening anybody in any way. But everyone fell to their knees and cried out in joy and adoration. The Blessed Mother was giving them a sign. And so it was. And I've seen it. And I can testify to it. And my testimony is true, as St. John says at the end of his Gospel. But 107 years ago, there was the great miracle of the sun, a wondrous miracle. And after that, many, many things began to happen. Our Lady appeared as Our Lady of Mount Carmel with a scapular, which she very much asked them to wear and give to others. She appeared as Our Lady of the Rosary, as she always had. St. Joseph appeared, and all their wondrous things, many miracles. And so she confirmed, as she had promised, from the very beginning of the apparitions on May 13th, that she was going to solidify her apparitions and strengthen the belief of people and the children in the fact that they were saying the truth by a tremendous miracle. And so today, we celebrate that day. And as we do so, we pray to the Blessed Mother and to her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to bless and protect us and to fill us with His Holy Spirit. As we do so, we consecrate ourselves, and I, as the rector and pastor of this parish and shrine, officially consecrate this parish and shrine once again to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, and all the families in our parish, and all those who have faith, and all those whose faith is shaken. You must believe. You cannot enter heaven without belief. You cannot enter heaven if you are in the state of mortal sin. So we pray to Almighty God to accept our consecration at this moment from us, from me, whom He has placed me through no merit of my own, to be your head and teacher and pastor, to bless us and to fill us with all the blessings that the Blessed Mother has promised to us today and every day. Our Lady of the Pillar, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, St. Joseph, St. Stephen, Holy Children of Fatima, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.